together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock, listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Thank you for tuning in with us for the next hour of celebration of live performance, culture, and activism in the arts. We're going to kick things off with a little something from friends of ours. This is Out of System Transfer with The River. Everybody, that was A River from Out of System Transfer. You're listening Here Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. My guests are on their way, members of the Crevelators. They're going to talk to us about a benefit show that they're throwing in support of Greenpeace that's coming up next weekend. In the meantime, I'm going to talk to you guys about a couple other things of import. Okay, we have a couple of things going on here. We have an event coming up called Diva Night. That's happening on June 11th. The start time is 9 p.m. The end time is 11-ish. It's over at Pine Box Rock Shop at 12 Grattan Street in Brooklyn, New York. No ticket cost. I see. It's a free show. Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Britney Spears, Madonna, some of the biggest names in the music industry, and the reigning queens of pop come at the Diva Night on Monday, June 11th from 9 to 11 at Pine Box Rock Shop in Bushwick. To celebrate those artists and all your favorite women in pop music, this is a free event, so come and tell your friends. Diva Night will be hosted by Evan Bieber of the RFB show Pop Rocks. We all know Evan and his co-host, Edward. If you feel like bringing out your inner diva, you can come dressed up as your favorite pop queen. Ooh, costume party. It will be a fun night of dancing, singing to some of your biggest names in pop music. It's always a great way to start off Pride Month. So kick off Pride Month with RFB over at Pine Box on the 11th. Something else I want to talk to you guys about. Some of you are probably listening at home on your PCs and your Macs. We do have mobile apps. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/iPhone, RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/Android. You can listen to us on the go. Sound quality is really good, I can tell you from experience, from personal use. The iPhone app, very good sound quality, I feel. Okay, so here on Here and Now with Rachel C, we celebrate live performance culture. So I want you to go out and see and do things. So, I need you to go out and do the thing. What we're going to do right now, we're actually going to switch things up for a little minute here. I'm going to play something for you as we're ironing out a few things with the guests here tonight. This is something from recent guests of the show, Letters to Nepal. This is Tricky. Hey, okay, so we've been listening to Tricky from our friends at Letters to Nepal. Okay, so where were we? Oh, so yes, the listings for this week. Here Now celebrates live performance culture. We want you to go out and do the things. So I've got things for you to go out and do. One of the things that's coming up is the Art of Brooklyn Film Festival. That starts in 2 days on June 2nd, runs through the 10th. That's at different locations in Brooklyn. It's the only festival. There's a lot of festivals out there. There's a lot in Brooklyn. It's the only one dedicated to independent cinema in Brooklyn. Made, produced, done, edited, put out there in Brooklyn. It's going to be a little bit more offbeat, and it's going to have a lot of variety because we're a colorful borough. So check out the Art of Brooklyn Film Festival. They've got a lot of social media channels. They're a great one to follow year round. But go check them out. We will be talking to Mike Cobb when he arrives. Justin Wirtz of the Crevelators. One of the Crevelators is here in the studio. They are on the bill for a really great benefit show. That's coming up this Saturday. That's at Freddy's Bar in Park Slope, I believe. We're going to double check that. Freddy's Bar, 627 Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. until late. Mike's here. Hi, Mike. Everyone's you made it. So we'll talk about that, the Resist Show, in a little bit more in a minute. I can tell you that all the proceeds are going to Greenpeace. And it's not just music. It's great live music, but we've got some comedy. We've got some dance. It's going to be a really fun evening. Also, one other benefit I want to tell you about. So that's this weekend's benefit that everyone's going to. The following weekend, your benefit of choice is going to be Gimme Shelter. It's free to attend, actually. It's Sunday, June 10th from 4 to 9 p.m., 555 West 25th Street in Manhattan. All funds raised go to Wagtail Rescue and Rock Shop Rescue. Those are animal rescues that do a lot of really great work. I'm a foster with Wagtail. That's how our dog Marley came to us. So go check it out. It is free to just go and show up and be there to meet some of the dogs that are up for adoption, to see some really great entertainment from the likes of Tammy Faye Starlight and former Here and Now guest Rob Paravonian. There's a chance to donate. You can donate anytime if you'd like. There's going to be a really cool silent auction. Like, I'm really impressed with the things that you can bid on. That's where the dollars come in. But if you just want to go and mingle, meet some dogs, be entertained, you can go and do that free of charge. And that's what you can go out and see and do. Hey, everybody, we're all here.
Hello.
Welcome back, Mike.
Hi.
How's it going? Freddie's tuning up. So we were just talking a little bit about, I'm just going to move your mic right here so we can, and I'm going to walk around with it, about your benefit that you're doing over at Freddie's Bar for Greenpeace.
Yes.
You do, which we've talked about this last time you were on the show, but it's been a while, so we can do a little fresher course. You are in a band called the Crevelators. We have two Crevelators here tonight. We've got some new music from you guys also, pre-recorded. You're going to do some live stuff for us. You do a number of these benefits. Really, I've noticed that you do a lot of these. You did the... Well, it started out as like an Irma benefit last year, but then Maria happened and there was another storm, so it was just like the climate change relief benefit. But you do a lot of these benefit shows. How did this one come about, the one you're doing for Greenpeace? Like, how'd this get going?
Well, I have done a bunch of them. I think this will be about the fifth or sixth benefit I've done. It'll be, I think, the second one I've done for Greenpeace, but I've also done stuff for ACLU and other charitable organizations.
Is it Planned Parenthood one too, as I recall, or some of your bands you're kind of connected with in that?
Might have been. I'm kind of blanking right now.
Okay. We can take a moment.
Yeah, I'm kind of losing track. But yeah, it just... thank you. Water. Started doing them, to be honest, because this administration is so horrible in so many ways, and was feeling really down about a lot of the things that I care about, the planet being one of them, and certainly the environmental direction that this administration is taking is just awful. The feeling of, God, got to do something. Something is better than nothing. And, you know, I know being a musician myself and playing in several bands and having done it for a while, I just know a lot of people, people who care, people who want to make a difference. And that's really, you know, the impetus, the reason, in a nutshell. And then just knowing that, hey, it's not that hard to call upon people that I know who also care and play in clubs anyway, and just sort of putting those skill sets together. So combining, you know, activism for good progressive causes together with something fun. And now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, I think one of the first Resist shows we did, yeah, it was for the ACLU, and some of that might have gone towards Planned Parenthood also, but I got involved with this group called the Creators Collective, which is, we used to meet at this bar called Halyards in Gowanus, and it was just a group of like-minded people. But I mention them also because it wasn't only comprised of musicians. There were all kinds of people in this sort of community get together. I don't want to say think tank, but group, including dancers. And so these gals that I met really brought that into the picture. And that sort of opened my mind in terms of what a show could be. Like, wow, it can be music, it can be dance. And then I know comedians and other entertainers. So, you know, that was part of the thought process too. Like, how can we make a really fun, interesting show with a variety of acts that, you know, makes up for a really great evening.
Yeah. And, it looks like it's going to be a nice, and looking at the lineup of musicians, you've got a good, it's a good, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a good stew there that you got going. It's a good mix. You've got dance, you've got comedy. I'm pulling up the poster now to just review. There's dance by Rebecca Hidalgo.
Oh, yeah. She is awesome.
Comedy by
DeKunle.
DeKunle.
DeKunle is a guy I know from the Jalopy.
Okay.
Theater and School of Music on Columbia Street in sort of Red Hook. It's kind of in this nebulous area between Carroll Gardens and Red Hook. Some people call it Red Hook. Some people call it the Columbia Street waterfront. But I go to this open mic every Tuesday, well, just about every Tuesday night at the Jalopy Theater. It's a great place to meet people, all kinds of artists and creative people. And saw DeKunle there. He's Nigerian-American, and he's just hilarious. Sometimes his humor is above people's heads, but I really appreciate him. So
I think at a Greenpeace benefit, you've got to be really high up. That not to knock DeKunle, but like that's perfect for you people who are like I'm not trying to sound like I'm elitist with intellect or something, but it's like you're talking about people who are conscious of what's going on in the world. You're describing this group, this creators collective, and this desire to, and you know, to put out these benefit shows and to raise not just monetary donations for the causes, but like you raise awareness for things too. So I think that's actually really fitting that you have like that kind of comedy or those kind of performers there.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you really pay attention to the news and you look at everything that's going on, if you were to just take the issue of the environment, it would be really easy to get super down really quick. You know, everything that's happening. So this is sort of the antidote to that. And I think it sort of begins with that, you know, knowing that there are other people who think and feel like you and who care and who want to do something. Mm-hmm. And also just having fun coming together to, you know, like you say, raise awareness and consciousness, but also to like lift people's spirits and have a good time.
Greenpeace has been around a very, very long time, and they've been they were very hands-on early on, you know, mm-hmm. they kind of like really risking their own safety to like get out there and do things. You know, the health of the sea was a big one. I remember even as a kid back in like the 80s, you know, they initiated this whole idea of adopting an animal. They looked at like, you know, child, you know, you would sponsor a hungry child or needy child in a foreign third world country. That was a popular thing that people would do. They'd send money, you know, they'd adopt a child. They did that where you would adopt a whale or adopt some other endangered. They took that model and they applied it to the environment. And that was taken from there because New York State for a while had an adopt a highway. You know, this whole like they kind of rolled with it and they kind of like took that idea and it really took off. But they're very hands on and in terms of like really trying to improve the health of the sea, of species, and, you know, and things like that. So they're a really reputable organization. If you want to find one to support, Greenpeace is one. Yeah, my mom, when I was little, adopted a whale. We were all very excited about it. Like, when we would go whale watching as kids and try to spot the whale, because we were convinced we could, we were young and full of dreams.
Well,
yeah, that's part of the thing. Like, people, they found ways to get people into it, which was really
Cool. It's interesting you say that, because when I was a kid, probably when I was about 7 or 8, I got invited to go on a whale watching trip off the coast of Massachusetts. And it's kind of a long story, but I grew up on the campus of an all-girls private boarding school. I was a faculty brat. And so my mom chaperoned this trip, and I went on this trip with all these teenage high school girls. I was about 7. But we saw these humpback whales who literally came up to the edge of the boat, and I swear they were playful. They came up and they rolled on their back and they opened their mouths and they waved at us with their giant flippers.
I saw similar things. Like, they come up and be like, "Y'all, hey, how you doing?" And and that that friendliness, I think, put them at risk with, you know, things you'd read is that they would approach certain ships and get hurt. And you know, the whale watching tour, like, a good crew would slow. They would always like slow down and turn off the engine, because like, hey, we could hurt these guys. But yeah, they'd like swim right up to you.
Yeah, and it just
seemed to be trying to engage a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And it just blew my mind. You can imagine, as a kid, as a 7-year-old kid, you're seeing this thing, and then they breached. They jumped up in the air and they splashed us, and it was just incredible. And so maybe that's part of where it started, but certainly this feeling of like, whoa, this is something huge, and how can we trash this? We got to take care of this,
right?
And that just carried on with me forever.
And, you know, with the current political climate in this country and around the world too, you know, there are so many, we kind of need these fundraising and awareness building events, because, and people might say, there's always something, but there are so many things at risk now, so many different realms, areas of life.
Clean air, clean water,
you know, the ecology, but the, you know, the ecology really does affect a lot of other things. You know, we see change here, but there are parts of the globe that aren't really habitable anymore because of extreme heat.
Yeah, drought. And I've seen them, and I've been to them.
And that causes social ills.
Some of them.
You know, if you've seen and been to some of these places. So, yeah, this is why people are angry and they're uprising, and, you know, societies and governments can become unstable. And you can, like, trace some of it down back to, like, extreme, you know, environmental conditions caused by climate change. So it's like, yeah, that is more important than I think people realize. It really feeds, you know, it's what, you know, everything's connected. The ripple effect from what's happening on the planet with the ecology is really far-fetched. But, you know, there are so many things that are kind of at risk now. So it's good to stay on top of things. It can be mentally and emotionally exhausting. It's good to find humor in things and find, you know, my boyfriend has an expression, resist with joy. And I think that's important too, because in coming together to hear some music is a big, is a great way to do that. On that note, because we're getting the hour doesn't run by quickly, you guys brought the guitars. You want to play a little something?
Yeah.
And then maybe we can take a little music break. We've got some new Crevelators tracks we can play.
Oh yeah, great.
We've also got some new music from Lizzie and the Makers. They just dropped a new album. They were guests on the show last week, and they're on the bill for the Saturday. So
yes,
let's check
they
all
are.
That stuff out too in a minute. So what are we gonna hear here?
Well, Lizzie's awesome. Shout out to Lizzie. I know she was on here before, and she's done these, just about all these benefits with me. So I'm really psyched to have her on the show again. She and Greg and the whole band. Sometimes they do it as a duo and sometimes as a full band, but they'll be there as a full band this time, and they're just awesome. So I'm really psyched to have them again. Honored, really, because they're terrific. But anyway, music. I just put new strings on, so if you don't mind, I have
to. Okay, we can tune up. It's a live show. Humidity. Yes. Yeah. Yes, this is what you want to talk about. Like, I grew up in this city, so I've been in the city my whole life, and I can tell you how, I mean, weather changes, but patterns. It's just like, you'd think you're on another part of the globe. Kind of weather we used to have like 40 years ago compared to now.
Yeah, it's been muggy and damp, but I'll take it over the extreme heat.
I'll take it over the cold.
Yes, well, yeah.
It's rough on our instruments, on our guitars and things. But
we've got Crevulators tunes on this show. Justin and I have known each other. Wow, how long have we known each other?
Somewhere 8 years, 10 years.
Yeah. We met through a mutual friend and been playing off and on in different groups and lineups. And we did this Tom Petty tribute a while back, which was a lot of fun, you know, when Tom Petty passed. And one of the most fun things about it was discovering a lot of the things that influenced him, the great 60s psychedelic garage rock, which kind of led us, you know, back to groups like the Beatles and stuff like that, but also to more obscure stuff. It's just great garage rock, 60s psychedelic garage rock compilation. Many music fans probably know, called Nuggets. And, you know, they're kind of like the one hit wonders of their time or underground hits. And this is a song off of that called The Little Black Egg by a group called the Nightcrawlers. It was eventually covered by the Cars. But it's a weird song about things in reverse, like finding an egg that's black with white spots in a tree. So go figure. It's just fun. So it goes like this.
So much. You just heard some music from the Crevelators. So you have some new, you sent me some stuff, which was awesome. So you guys, just as a band, maybe we could talk about the Crevelators a little bit briefly before we turn on some of your music. What is, what have you guys been up to?
Well,
what have you all been up to? Other than like putting together fantastic benefits and playing at them.
playing shows as many as we can. I'm in a bunch of different bands. Kind of cheating a little bit on this gig because my way of roping people into doing this sometimes is playing with them. So I'm also in a couple of the other groups on this show.
Okay.
I'm playing with the first act, a great musician from England, singer-songwriter, Jonas Reed. He's punk rocker, was in a very popular Irish folk punk group back in the day called the Big Geraniums.
Oh, nice.
Kind of sound like the Pogues, sort of. But anyway, he and I have got this thing called the Brooklyn Folk Pop Trio, even though we're a duo. looking for a third member. And then my friend and neighbor, Matt Statler, have an acoustic duo called the Sons of Astro, which is based upon a real-life encounter we had meeting twin cloned dogs named Retro and Cosmo, who were descended cloned from a father dog named Astro. So that was kind of the basis
for
that
group. Experiment pets.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I see Sons of Astro is on the bill along with the Crevelators. I also see Anna Wittiak.
So Anna Wittiak is someone that and I'm hoping I'm saying her name right. Probably not. It's someone I met at Jalopy. She's got a fantastic voice. She's Ukrainian-American, so sometimes she sings Ukrainian folk songs, which is really unique.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a deep, rich voice, I guess technically a baritone, which is, I shouldn't say this, but maybe unexpected, or unusual, let's say, to meet someone with a voice like hers. She's a fantastic singer, so reached out to her, got her on the bill, and of course Lizzie and the Makers, who we mentioned mm-hmm. before. And am I missing anybody?
I believe we have one other that I know of is Flann O'Brien.
Oh well, that's the group, my friend Jonas. It's like Prince, formerly known as.
Okay, I see. So we have like a lot of amazing talent, diverse, you know, kind of all sorts of different arts going on, and we have lots of fun stage names and things like that too. Added bonus.
All for a good cause.
All for
Freddy's
a good
Bar, which is a super cool place. Used to be in what is now the Barclays Center. It was in the Footprint, and it was the Resistance.
I used to live over there when that was happening. And yeah, there's one block that they fought really hard, and I thought they had a really good point.
They held it off for 10 years.
Yeah, they did. They had a good point. You know, they were not opposed to a stadium coming. They just said, do you have to do it right here? There are parts of Brooklyn with plenty of land.
Exactly. And the Atlantic Rail Yards, which are there and ripe for development. It just could have been done so much better.
Yes.
You know?
But there is a Freddy's now. So I'm glad they were able to relocate. Not everybody was able to do that. On that note, yeah, let's play some of your music as we get a little later in the hour. I'm going to leave it to you guys. We're kind of mixing up the playlist a little bit tonight. We've got which would we rather hear? Would you rather I play right now? We've got What Is Not and Tough to Love.
Tough to Love the Devil. How about that one? That's
right.
A good angry punk rock song.
Okay, perfect. It is. I heard it. I think you'll like it. All right. We're going to kick up a little music break here with Tough to Love the Devil from the Crevelators, followed by a new one from Lizzie and the Makers called Blue Dream.
See how the world's in decline, happening so fast, right here.
We just heard new music from the Crevelators and Lizzie at the Makers. I recommend checking out Lizzie and the Makers. I recommend checking them out this Saturday at Freddy's Bar for the Greenpeace benefit. So you guys had another one, but we were deciding what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Justin, you want to say anything about this since you'll be singing it?
Sure. This is when we did the Tom Petty tribute. This is probably one of the most fun songs we did just because it had all those great backup vocals. And it's originally written by the Byrds, and Tom Petty does a fantastic version. It's from Full Moon Fever, an album I got really into when I was about 8 years old. So, yeah, let's play it.
Can I just point out that Justin is wearing big buck hunter hat, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
Every bar that I've played in has had Big Buck Hunter or Big Buck Hunter 2. So
really?
It kind of goes with the Crevulators. Sure, let's do it, man.
The reason why
you guys want to go into another one?
Sure.
Here we go.
What else do you think?
Listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you miss any tonight's broadcast and or you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, tune in Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the rebroadcast.
Maybe the Stones tune. There's a fun Stones tune we like to do that no, it's not as well known. And well, anyway, the tune you heard before, the sort of punky one, and then this groovy stuff, that's where the Crevulators kind of live, somewhere between heavy and soft and punk and harmony and I guess it's just because we like everything. So
I kind of hear that in the music, but like in a good way.
Okay. Well, like, hopefully. Yeah.
It's something for everyone at a Cravulator show. Let's put it like that.
That is the hope. So here's a fun cover by the Stones called Connection off of Between the Buttons. It's just groovy. Yeah. Stone songs are always a little bit naughty. So this one's fun.
All I want to do is to get back to you. Connection, I just can't make no connection. All I want to do. Giving me shots for 1,000 rare infections. And I don't know if they'll let me go. Connection, I just can't make no connection.
We've heard Cravulators, we've heard the Stones, we've heard Tom Petty. Like, we're just, I love how we're hearing so much today. it's
mix it up.
Yeah. We are so mixing it up. Once again, main focus of our conversation tonight has been the Greenpeace benefit at Freddy's Bar 6-2
this Saturday.
Oh, I was saying 627 Fifth Avenue, but yeah, 6-2. It's this Saturday. Doors at 8, 627 Fifth Avenue. Check out Freddy's. It's a cool cool live music space in Brooklyn. A lot of Brooklyn-based bands. A lot of really, like we said, there's dance, there's comedy, there's live music, and it's all different sorts of music, and you're helping a really good cause. Is it a suggested donation? Is there a suggested donation?
Yeah, it's a suggested donation of $15 with all proceeds going to Greenpeace. And, you know, so another way to look at it is you're getting a really great night of entertainment with a lot of variety and artists, musicians.
For $15.
They're pouring their heart and soul into this, and they're not getting paid anything. And so it's just a cool thing to support. Yeah. And honestly, what are you going to spend your $15 on?
What does it cost to go out and see anything, and you're getting that much more entertainment and going directly to a good cause?
These artists are great.
I expect you to show up, people.
Please.
We're taking attendance.
Rachel C.
is taking attendance. What other things do you guys have in the works in the future? I imagine something like this is kind of very consuming and of the all your energies. Where else? What else is are the Crevelators up to in the near future?
Well, there's a. I don't think I. You might not have seen the email yet, Justin, but we got invited to play the 7th Heaven Street Festival on Sunday, June 17th. That's Father's Day, from 1 to 1:45, which is always a good time. But before that, also, I'm playing with another band that I play with sometimes. The guy I mentioned, Matt Statler, who I do the Sons of Astro with, he has a country rock band called the Boot Heel Boss Gobblers, and there's a whole story behind that name. I'll save for another time. But that's going to be at El Cortez, a new place around here,
I
guess.
It is right around the corner.
Yeah, on Wednesday, June 13th.
So. They've got an upstairs stage space venue that's way cool. And a very kitschy bar downstairs.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
Something
heard it's
out
great.
Of the Jetsons. It's kind of fun.
We're supporting a national touring group whose name I can't remember right now. It's something like Urban something something, but they're like sort of punky bluegrass. They look real good, and that'll be a super fun Americana night. And then beyond that, I'll be gone for a lot of the summer, and we'll get back to things. Actually, Justin and I are going to play in Massachusetts on Thursday, August 2nd at the super cool place called the Egremont Barn outside of Great Barrington. It's like Levon Helm's Bramble, but in miniature. Cool barn, Egremont, Massachusetts. So if you're up in the Berkshires, Thursday, August 2nd, I'm going to be doing some crevulating up there.
Very nice. So thanks for coming by. Please keep me abreast of what's, you know, remind me of all these dates. We always talk about them on the show.
Thank you.
Let me know what you guys are up to. We're going to start to wind things down here. Once again, rebroadcast of everything on this Sunday morning at 9. That'll be, you'll get, I know it might be a little bit early for you to get up after the night of partying for Greenpeace, but you know, it's okay because this will be up on Podomatic next week. Thank you guys so much for coming in here. That not just the benefit, but obviously for Mike, at least labor of love just getting here. This is really...
Traffic was terrible.
He's a dedicated dude. And thank you for everything you're doing for Greenpeace and all these other things. There's
thank
a reason
you.
your colleagues in the music scene speak so highly of you. You do a lot of good for a lot of people. So we're going to start to close things out. We have more music from you guys. We have a new one called What Is Not.
Yeah, that's right. Something I'm working on, and it's...
this is a demo, right?
It's a demo. There's more tracks in progress, but you'll get a sense of it, and eventually, yeah, I'm hoping to record a full length, so that's definite project for the Crevulators, but yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you,
lovely
Rachel.
Listeners, stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney. I'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. This is What Is Not.